Our previous Mishnah in the sixth parak, the first Mishnah in the sixth parak, specifically was discussing the idea of a hanging aris that was near a wall. Traditionally, this of course wasn't the case. It was more like a pergola system where you had, I think much as we see today, where the vines are growing up off of a hanging tee or off of some kind of lattice work. So our current Mishnah is going to discuss what about a situation where you have your hanging vines on one level and the vines or the crossbeam extends out over a lower field. So the Mishnah says, Arisha hu yotzei min adrega. So if an aris is sticking out from over an embankment, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Amir, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, im omed ba'aretz ubotzer es kulo, Hareze asur arba amos besadeh, v'im lav inu asur ela kenegdo. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, if while standing on the ground one can pick it, if while standing on the ground one can pick it completely, then it is asur's dalet amos around the field. But if not, then you simply can't plant underneath it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, af hanotea achat ba'aretz v'achat amadrega, im gavoa min ha'aretz asura tefachim, ino mitztarfet ima. V'im lav ha'rezi mitztarfet ima. So Rabbi Eliezer says, actually something sort of interesting, he says that even if someone plants one on the ground and one on the embankment, if it is higher than the ground by 10 tefachim, then it is not mitztarfet, it's not combined, but if so, then it is combined. So the idea here is that, I guess if you picture sort of, maybe in your head, you picture a side view of some stairs, right? So you sort of see, like a line going up, a line going up, a line going up, a line going up. So on that note, if you sort of picture, some lattice work that is extending out past the stairs. So according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, if you are standing on the bottom stair and you can easily reach up and pluck the grapes from the higher stair that is overshadowing your field, then you have a problem. However, if you can't do that, then you're fine. Rabbi Eliezer says a little differently. He wants to know whether if you have a row of vines on one stair and a row of vines on another stair is whether or not they can be mistarf, whether or not they can combine to make a vineyard, right? Which is a slightly different problem. And he says that, assuming your stair is at least 10 tefachim high, right? So that the bottom of the upper vines are at least 10 tefachim above the base of the lower vines, then they are mistarf to make a vineyard. However, if they are, then they do combine to make a vineyard. Having just discussed in Mishnah Bet the idea of what happens if you have grapevines hanging over an embankment, to the field below it. So we now discuss in general the specific idea of what one can do. This is usher to plant anything under aris, this is usher to plant anything under the hanging vines. So our next mission discusses specifically what those prohibitions are. So Mishnah Gimel starts. Madleas a gefen al mitzas pifyarot lo ya avizera el tachat hamutar im hevi lo kidesh vim hilech hechar. Sorry, vim hilech hechadash asur. Vekin hamadle al mitzas ilan sarak. So if someone trains a grapevine along a part of a lattice or a part of a crossbeam, you can't bring any foreign seed under the rest. So even if the grapevine has not yet reached the very end of the lattice, you still can't plant under the lattice where the grapevine has not yet grown. Because, of course, the assumption is that eventually the vine will grow out that far, so therefore you're simply prevented from planting under the lattice even if the grapevine has not yet reached that point. However, the Mishnah lets us know that if a person did do so, in other words, planted under the lattice that had not yet had the grapevine growing over it, then technically it is not yet usur for use. So again, l'chachila, you should not plant under a lattice even if it has not yet been covered by the grapevine. However, if you did so, then the foreign plants you're planting underneath the lattice where the grapevine does not yet exist is not usur for use. However, everyone agrees that at the time when the grapevine grows out to the end of the lattice or the edge of the lattice, then at that stage, certainly the foreign plants are usur. So again, fairly straightforward. if you picture, I don't know, an upside down L with a grapevine growing up the upside down L, then you can't plant anywhere underneath that L, even if the grapevine has not yet reached it. If you did so, even though it is us or this grain or green or whatever is still permitted for use, however, by the time that the grapevine does grow over that green, then it is forbidden. And our Mishnah concludes by saying that if you train it over a ilan sarach, a barren tree, which will be discussed later actually in another Mishnah or two, but for now let's just say it's a tree that does not bear fruit, and the same law applies to if somebody trains a vine over part of a barren tree, then again the assumption would be that anything under that branch should not be planted, even if the vine is not up to it yet. If you do plant under there and the vine is not up to it yet, then it's not usher for use. However, once a grapevine grows along the length of the branch to cover up the whole branch, then anything underneath it is usher.